I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod. And of course, as always, I never do these reviews by myself. Got me a co-host that also saw the movie Interstellar by Christopher Nolan. And it's my man, Chris, who you may know from MovieTrailerReviews.net. You may know him from the Insanity Check podcast, and you might also know him from his many, many appearances on all of our spinoff shows. What's going on, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Man, nothing. Just chilling, man. Glad you can make it.
Me too.
Now, Spoiled Movie Reviews is a movie review podcast for people who've seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck because we spoil the movie, and Matthew McConaughey is the ghost. Okay, guys?
Yes.
By the way, I don't know if I've just seen too many Nolan movies. I figured that shit out like 30 minutes into the movie.
Dude, you know what it was? So I was watching you live tweet and I was like, damn, I'm wondering, cause you figured it out. And I was like, man, I'm hoping that he still likes the movie even though he figured it out. Cause I did the same thing. Like, it's just, you know, and you said it at the end, you were like, I didn't bother me because I've just seen enough Christopher Nolan movies. I know when he does things, it's like watching Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
They say or do something, you're like, that's not, they didn't do that by accident.
Yeah, right. That's the thing, is everything matters in a Nolan film.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hyper aware, even as I was live tweeting, I was like, now why would you say that line?
Mm-hmm. If,
you know, like there's a line where he says, I think it's 30 minutes in where he's talking to, Murph, and he says, you know, parents are like the ghost of their children's future or something. I was like, wait a minute. Hold up.
No, the final straw for me was when the book fell off the shelf and it said, and the message said, stay. I was like, mm-hmm.
Yep.
I didn't know exactly how they were going to do it, but I was like, I see where this is going and I like it.
Me too, man. So as always, we break this down pretty simply. We do what we like, what we didn't like, and then we, rate this thing. Now I did notice, the more Epic the Love Jones scale has been taken off of movie trailer reviews.
Yeah. Only because I know you use it a lot, and I can't really put like the more Epic the Love Jones stars on there anymore.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, but yeah, if you want that, I can get it to you because I still got the image.
Okay. Yeah. I'll host that shit on our site, man. No problem.
Yeah. I'll get you that shit because that shit is still, I still believe in the more Epic the Love Jones scale. No, let's not get it twisted.
Yeah, that shit is the best, man.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, I went and looked at that, because we did some reviews last night. I went to look it up. I was like, wait a minute. Everybody's what's wrong?
Yeah, I got to go find it, man. Because, yeah, it's still saved up there somewhere. I think I just took it off of the, it's not on the actual site. But, yeah, man, that scale is the greatest scale of all time.
It is, man. So, it's 0 to 5 more epic than Love Jones. And, of course, the very rare 6 Chris tiers. Zero being, man, fuck you. And of course, 5 being fuck you waiting for go see this shit. So, let's go ahead and get into it, man. Chris, what did you, like about Interstellar?
I would say the first thing I like about this, Interstellar, it's the same thing I like about almost every Christopher Nolan film. The cast. This is a great cast. And when I heard that who the cast was in this film, even though I was like, not really interested in seeing something like this, couldn't turn out this cast. I mean, you got Michael Caine, you have Matthew McConaughey, we have what's your name? Anne Hathaway. Was it Jessica Chastain? I mean, shit, Matt Damon shows up. I completely forgot Matt Damon was in this fucking movie.
John Lithgow's in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's an all-star, and they do a great job.
Yes,
you know. It's wonderful, man. That's the one thing you got to give it to Christopher Nolan and his films. Like he's gonna get the best actors, and he usually gets the people that he's worked with before. So he just worked with, you know, I think every movie that he's done has had had Michael Caine in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then he just did the movie with Anne Hathaway. He hadn't done, I think, somebody else in there. But yeah, it's always a group of people that he's worked with before, and you can just tell they work really well, and it was just great. So
yeah, I think he's worked with David Gyasi before, the guy who played Romilly.
Yep, yep.
like his man. And the other thing, like I, there's this game that that I like to play every once in a while at a bar with my friends, and it's called the Allen game. And you can pick one movie star and you get all their movies. And, but that's all you get to watch for the rest of your life on the album. No porn, you know, cause obviously that throws everything.
right. That would be cheap.
Yeah, that throws everything off. But, you know, just actual movies. And, you know, people always go, you know, Will Smith, Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, all these big stars. And I was like, you know, on the low, Michael Caine has amassed a lot of great movies just from his association with Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, he's been in everything. He was in The Prestige. He was in the Dark Knight trilogy. He was in Inception. And then he's in this film. He's got a great catalog off of just the Christopher Nolan films, man. It's, yeah.
Now for things I liked, cause there's a lot to like, and I'm sure we can go back and forth on this, but, obviously, like you said, the cast is great. And the performances, you know, he got some good performances out of people. I think Matthew McConaughey is a dude that, typically, when I see him and shit, I'm like, you know, I could take or leave him. Mm-hmm. But he, sold me on this role, man. Like, he had a couple impossible white man moments, but it wasn't too over the top. And, you know, they made me believe that motherfucker could just walk into NASA and be flying a fucking space, like, ship a few years later. I mean, well, a few weeks later or whatever. So that was cool. Obviously the Christopher Nolan storytelling. I love his pacing because he has a way of getting moments that seem small and not that important, but everything matters. So, you know, every scene is something happening that does come back later in the story. And that mattered a lot to me.
Yeah. You know, one thing that's underrated, and I know this is one of the problems I think some people had with The Dark Knight Rises, but it's, I didn't. And it was like, you know how they always say, well, how did Bruce Wayne get back to Gotham? It's one of the things that Christopher Nolan does with his films, and this is how I separate people who, I hate to say it, but are my equals when it comes to watching films. He makes smart films. He's not gonna waste your time telling you some shit or doing some shit that, you know, you can just figure out your own. So you brought it up about, you know, Matthew McConaughey flying that ship. Once he agreed to fly the ship, they didn't do a training montage.
Right.
They just went to, all right, he's on the ship now. We said he could fly. We've already established that. You know what the deal is.
Yeah, and I appreciate that because I'm not stupid.
Right.
You know? So thank you.
I just love that so much. It's like, thank you. You know, don't waste my time. The movie's already long. So you can now get to the important parts of the film, and you can tell – he can tell the story he wants to tell without going through the typical, well, let's go through training montages where – they're obviously not going to get together. They're not going to like each other, and they're going to have to work together as a team. And then they come to learn to respect Matthew McConaughey. It's like, he's like, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah. We're looking at a 3-hour movie anyway. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck would you waste it? You know, like give me story. Like it didn't feel like 3 hours. And I remember that was the big thing that made me go see this movie, like kind of late. I didn't go see it right away. Mm-hmm. Cause I kept going, nah, what am I going to have 3 hours to just sit in a film, blah, blah, blah. But once I was in the theater, I didn't give a fuck. It was like 3 hours. I wanted to, see what happened. The performance that he got from Mackenzie Foy, Young Murph.
Oh, yeah.
So good, man. Like that father daughter relationship, was just so cool. And you know, the time shift where you come back later and she's, you know, older. Mm-hmm. And she's Jessica Chastain. Like, yeah. That's very difficult to write and to do because you could see that little girl in Jessica Chastain, and that was so dope.
Yeah. This is something I've noticed a while. Now that I have you on here, you know, we're talking about these movies and things like that. It's kind of a related topic. Have you noticed that child actors are getting a lot better?
Yeah,
because to me, man, they used to be the weak parts of films and things like that. But I've been watching some really good acting from children. I mean, there was the kids on Gotham have been great. They don't annoy me. In this film, even you know, it's a film you haven't seen yet, but I saw there's a kid actor in Exodus who does a really good job. I've been impressed by these kid actors, man, because they're hard. They're kids, but they've really been making you actually kind of care about their characters. And like I said, she does a really good job in this. She's not annoying. And you actually feel her pain. It's like, a smart kid that, you know, is living in this world where being smart technically isn't really, you know, valued anymore. And now she's about to lose her father going off, and she's hurt. You know, you kind of feel that.
Yeah, I actually felt that in Oculus, the kids in Oculus were better than the other characters. Like, you know, like, I actually wanted to see more of their story than I did the shit that happened in the present day. So, yeah, you're right. The kid actors have come a long way. And, you know, Nolan got a great performance out of her. And I really enjoyed that. Obviously, special effects and how everything looked. I mean, I never questioned that that would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, space and Nolan and, the lenses, you know, that shit was going to be good. I was a little, surprised because before I went to see it, I saw people saying they had issues with the sound at their screenings. And this is something that seems to have plagued Nolan his whole career. Now, I'm not saying I've ever been bothered by it because I never have really, but it's always something that people are writing about. Then I go in the theater expecting it to sound all fucked up, and I couldn't notice any problems. Did you have any problems with your viewing?
A little bit, but again, I tell people it's not Nolan. What it is it's sometimes shitty theater speakers. He shoots these films in with IMAX cameras, and this film is no different, and they're notoriously loud. And when you have dialogue with, you know, Nolan likes having, like, I think Zimmer did the soundtrack for this as well. And him and Zimmer, they had these loud soundtrack and loud music along with dialogue, and shitty theater speakers can't handle it. That's what it is. So I don't think it's not a problem with the film. If you watch it at home, just like when you watch The Dark Knight Rises or you watch it at a good theater, you're not going to have any problems, you know, because I didn't have any. You're not going to. Yeah, it's not going to be an issue.
Other things I like, man, I am a sci-fi geek and I'm a bit of a nerd, as people may know. And I love when you take concepts like space and you actually do try to treat them with some seriousness. No offense to everybody's favorite movies and shit, but you can't hear no fucking lasers in space. That don't even make sense.
Dude, I love that he did that. Because it actually makes, when you do that in space films, I don't think people understand, it actually adds the tension.
Yes.
When you just take, when you're having like action in space and there's no sound, but some fucked up shit is happening, oh my goodness, man.
It's way scarier and real. Yes. Like, the reason space is scary is because it's constantly trying to kill you no matter what. And it was so funny because I watched Gravity last year, which, you know, I did enjoy. And I did go, you know, hey, space was trying to kill her. And at least they kind of got the terror of space kind of done right. But it was so scientifically unsound. Like, you know, there's no fucking debris. Like, the odds of debris floating into where you guys are working on a satellite is so fucking infinitesimal. Like, cause those things don't even like all, that's like saying every satellite is on the same street. You know what I mean? Like that's fucking stupid and that would never happen. You know, when they hear sound, when the satellite shit starts crashing around her and she's outside in space in a spacesuit and they can hear it. And I'm just like, okay, so you guys didn't really care, you know, that's fine. You know, I've been letting shit go, but, that Nolan raised the bar, man. Like, this the new level of, if you want me to take your sci-fi seriously in space, I'm gonna need you to take it serious, cause he did it and the movie was fucking excellent.
Yeah. You know, another thing that I really like, speaking of concepts, and you mentioned it briefly, it's the whole, the time element. Cause it really caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting, like, as soon as I realized when they get to the other side and they're like, okay, we got to make a decision because if we go on this first planet, we might lose, like, I forgot how many years it was, but like 8 years or something like that. And I was like, what do you mean? Oh, for every 30 minutes we're on the planet, that's a year back home.
Yes.
Okay, I see what you guys are going to do with this. And holy shit, this just raised the bar on this film.
Dude, what? And then, like, cause there was some moments that, well, actually, I'll talk about that when I say what I didn't like. But, but yeah, that, like, they just did such a good job of just being like, all right, so gravity works this way. The sun is this close. Got this black hole. Here's these ways that are affecting the time stream and all that shit. So, yeah, that shit was dope. I love the design and the special effects for, like, the robots.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember going, why the fuck would robots look like that? That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kept expecting this shit to look like fucking Data from Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And then when those motherfuckers got in action, I was like, that's the smartest way to design a robot I've ever seen in my life.
Not only that, but yo, I'm not gonna lie, yo. The standout characters of this film were the robots to me, because Tars' fucking comedy.
Yes.
Was fucking killed. Because you know what it is? What Nolan did was he took the your standard idea of what these robots are. Like, you, when you see this robot and you realize he was repurposed from the military, the first thing you did, if you watch any sci-fi films with robots, the first thing you think is, the robot's gonna turn on him.
Mm-hmm.
The robot's gonna turn on him. That's what's actually gonna happen. And it never happened. The robot makes jokes about it.
Yes.
And does stuff like that, but he never turns on it. And it gets to the point that at the end of the film, when he gets the robot and he rebuilds it and fixes it, you're like, man, I'm glad they got the team back together, man. That's some good stuff. Cause, like, there's a moment when when they're gonna let Tars go, and he's like, and Anne Hathaway's character's like, you know, you're just gonna let him die like that? And I was like, well, I'm not gonna die. That's my purpose. You know, cause you kind of forget yourself that it's not a human character. It is a robot.
Yes.
And I was like, oh man, I'm actually kind of growing attached to this robot. I hope it doesn't die.
Me too, man. And, you know how it kind of came back and was talking to him,
mm-hmm.
talking him through the communication with his daughter.
Yep.
That was dope too. But yeah, man, them robots was good, man. Like, when that shit saved her and shit, like, it just changed. I was like, that makes so much sense.
Yep.
And, you know, and obviously, man, I just enjoyed the, like, spacefaring adventure type, you know, like, it, honestly, dude, there was a point when they were in the ship and they were talking about which planet to land at. And I said, this is Mass Effect the movie. Like,
it really is.
Can Christopher Nolan just make Mass Effect the movie? Keep the same cast. You do how you want to do it, Chris. Mm-hmm. I'll just stay in the theater and we can just keep this going. Like, I would have watched Mass Effect the fucking movie now, and I want Christopher Nolan to do it.
Yep.
Yep. All right, man. Let's talk about what we didn't like. I'm sure there we could keep talking about more and more shit that we did like. Let me play a clip from the movie real quick too.
Murph is a great kid. She's really bright, but she's been having a little trouble lately. She brought this in to show the other students the section on the lunar landings.
Yeah, this is one of my old textbooks. She always loved the pictures.
It's an old federal textbook. We've replaced them with the corrected versions.
Corrected?
Explaining how the Apollo missions were faked to bankrupt the Soviet Union.
You don't believe we went to the moon?
I believe it was a brilliant piece of propaganda that the Soviets bankrupted themselves, pouring resources into rockets and other useless machines.
Useless machines?
And if we don't want a repeat of the excess and wastefulness of the 20th century, then we need to teach our kids about this planet, not tales of leaving it.
You know, one of those useless machines they used to make was called an MRI. And if we had any of those left, the doctors would have been able to find the cyst in my wife's brain before she died instead of afterwards. And then she'd have been the one sitting there listening to this instead of me, which had been a good thing because she was always the calmer one.
I love that scene.
Yo, that's actually one of the things I forgot about, like, the way it's not a lot of social commentary on it.
Mm-hmm.
A little social commentary just on how we react as a human race, and that their idea was to go back off of history and try to pretend like the lunar landing was fake, just because, you know, they don't have a need for technology anymore. You know, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, man. I love that shit. And the whole, like, the idea of blight and overconsumption.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that everybody was growing food. And these are just things that Nolan throws in the background because he's,
mm-hmm.
he respects the fucking audience to the point where he's not going to explain every goddamn thing to you. It's like, either pay attention or don't, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of things I didn't like, I'll start with you. Is there anything you didn't like?
I think some of the, this is like small nitpicks. Yeah. It didn't bother me because at the end of the film, I was actually kind of wishing for almost more. Mm-hmm. It is kind of long. I can understand why it's necessary, but it's a long film to sit through in the theater. So that's one. And the only other thing was that, I think some of the secondary characters were kind of, weren't fully developed enough. Again, understandably, but like, with Topher Grace, what's his name? The guy who played Venom in those other movies.
Yeah, Topher Grace.
Yeah, he, I couldn't figure out what he was to Murph, the older Murph in that scene. Cause I was just like, is he just a coworker? Is he a boyfriend, a husband? Like what? So I didn't really know, but it doesn't really add or take away too much from the story.
Yeah.
It's one of those things I didn't kind of know. So I guess that's it for me.
Yeah. And that weird, like, fire, setting fire to the crop scene was kind of like a weird way to get her to figure out what was going on in the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, I forgot to mention this. Matt Damon, he worked.
Oh yeah.
Nigga.
Oh, yeah. Crazy Matt Damon, yo. He fucking worked for, again. I did, like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, holy shit, is that Matt Damon? So I'm like, yeah, that is him. And I'm like, I didn't know he was in this film. And oh shit, he's crazy as fuck too.
Yes. I remember when he came out, I said, wait a minute, you don't hide Matt Damon in the trailer.
Right.
Like for nothing. Like Christopher Nolan's a beast. And yeah. I was like, yo, this is gonna be the crazy motherfucker.
Right.
Like, there's no way that dude, cause he obviously, like, I was putting it together when he was telling them lies.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's like, yeah, below here is where the planet really is. You just need to get down there. And I was like, dog, wait a fucking minute, dog. Why did you go back to cryo sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like, he was like, oh, my machine broke. Don't even listen to the readings. Like, it's crazy. It says nothing's down there. I was like, oh shit, this nigga went crazy and hit the button cause he don't want to die.
Yo, this motherfucker, when he tried to kill Matthew McConaughey, told him, do you see your kids? Like, nigga!
Yes!
He said, do you see your kids?
He was talking to him so good, man. I wish they would have put that clip on IMDb. I wish I could play that video.
Oh my goodness, that's some good shit right there.
He was just like, just let it happen, man.
Yeah, just, it's okay. Do you see your kids?
Yeah.
That was some, oh my god, yo.
And you know that motherfucker is like, how you gonna talk about someone dying when your ass wouldn't let yourself die anyway?
Mm-hmm.
There was only two things I didn't like, really. I thought they had a couple moments where they explained shit, and the characters they explained it to, it didn't make sense that they would do that. Like, my man Smart Brother, Romilly. He had a point where David Gaiassi sat Matthew McConaughey down and explained to him how wormholes and black holes work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, y'all motherfuckers both like astronauts at this point. He knows this. Like, that would have been better if it would have shown Michael Caine explaining that to like young,
Murph.
That, like, yeah. I thought they could have did that a little better. Once again, nitpick, but. Mm-hmm. It took me out of the film a little bit. I was like, oh, cause they got to explain it to these people that aren't science nerds like me.
Right.
And don't have any sci-fi like concept of like wormholes and black holes and all that shit. Cause it was pretty standard shit.
Right.
You know, for most of us. And then of course, man, hate to do it to my man, Chris Nolan, but black man dying in sci-fi, man. I hate that shit.
Oh, dude. I was like, come on, man. don't let him die. Cause you know he's about to die. Cause it's like, it's just, you can see it gonna happen. You're just like, oh man, come on. Let the other robot save him. Don't try to turn that robot. Don't, come on. Let's let the black man live. He can do it. And.
Man, I don't know what it is about white people and what in the future. Maybe they really are paying attention to all the Fergusons and shit, but that, it's like every sci-fi movie that happens in the future, they're like, and then niggas died. But yeah,
like, oh man, and what got me though, because he was so good, because when they get back from the first planet,
yes,
and it was 21 years, and this motherfucker now has a gray beard, and it's like, yeah, I waited for you guys. I was like, this nigga might have gone crazy, yo.
Dude, I forgot, because like the shit that happens on the planet is so intense, even though it's actually you know, even though the shit on the planet that's happening is pretty,
yeah, like, and their time is only 45 minutes.
Yeah. And it's not major, quote unquote, what's happening on the surface. Like by major, I mean like a lobster alien didn't come out and try to, like, no kaiju were down there and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was super major in just the fact that, like, all this shit is having an effect, and then Anne Hathaway's character fucked up real bad. So it was like, you know, it was like really major shit, and you get so lost in those intense minutes, and it's not a lot of minutes. So then when they get back, you forget that they just fucking told you every delay on the surface was going to be like decades in real life. And they came back, and my nigga Romilly was up there like, yes, I, just, for a while I considered suicide, and I thought maybe you died and you were coming back.
That shit was so, cause he's talking so calmly, man.
Yes.
He was just like, yes, you know, I just thought, and he's almost like, it's almost like he was in shock that they came back.
He was.
I'm like, it's been 20 some odd years, and, you know, like, Matthew McConaughey, like, they actually pretty much, they don't lead the movie with it, but this is pretty much the beginning of their exploration in space, is they fuck up. And you go, holy shit, this really happened.
And, like, before they do it, it's a concept. Like, it doesn't, like, you, it, until he, it's almost like Inception. Like, until you really see it, you don't really go, oh, fuck, man, this is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike Inception starts in a dream and shows you how it works. This joint just, like, was, like, talking, go to the surface, come back, this nigga old.
Right.
Oh, right. Man. But that shit was so good when dude, my man Romilly was like, yeah, you know, I considered killing myself. I thought y'all died. I thought y'all were never coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, look at y'all. It's been 45 minutes.
Right. He's like, what took you guys so long?
And Dora was dead as shit. And then I also liked when they talked about, the big choice between like love or science and which planet they should go to and shit.
Oh yeah, because that was a big choice of which planet and stuff like that. Because she wanted to, and that's another thing about they didn't really. And I get it. It goes back to my complaint about the not developing side characters. You don't know that at one point Matthew McConaughey just drops on you that one of the scientists on one of the planets is like the husband or like the loved one of Anne Hathaway's character. I'm like, when the fuck did that come from?
Yeah, because like that was so subtle, I didn't notice it earlier. Yeah. Like, I didn't like I heard her talking about, you know, the different people and visiting the planets, but like until that moment where he's like, yeah, that's because you dated this dude, and it's like, oh wait a minute, what?
Right. You know?
And it turns out all the planets were wrong. I mean, she got there, that dude wasn't alive anyway. So, you know, it sounds like everybody just fucking got to the planets and shit went horrible. So, but let's rate this bad boy 0 to 5. I don't feel like we've talked about it enough. What would you give it from 0 to 5 on the More Epic Than Love Jones scale?
Man, I gotta give it a 5. I think I gave it a 4.5 on my side, but more and more I think about the film, the more and more I realize how much I loved it, man. It's such a great film, and especially for us sci-fi nerds, man. It's been a long time since we got a pure sci-fi movie like this.
Yeah, and it's the opposite of some movies I saw this year where I left the theater feeling okay, and then the more I thought about it, the less I like what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Hunger Games Part 1. Yeah. I left the theater going, I guess that was okay. But the more I've thought about it over the past few weeks, the more I wish I rated it about 2 stars lower.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie, I'm glad I didn't rate it the day that I saw it, because I probably would only gave it like a 4 or something. But it's a 5, because I'll be able to rewatch it. It's a thinker. It treats science seriously. You get great performances. It hit everything out the park for me. No, Nolan, man, as always, consummate fucking professional.
Yeah, man. He's one of the great directors of our time when you think about it. I mean, this guy really only directs hits. Like, he doesn't have a stinker when you look at it. I mean, this is why I always get people say, hey, you might not like The Dark Knight Rises. I'll give you that, whatever. I don't understand it, but you don't like it. It's still a great film.
Yes.
He doesn't have a bad film.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he took on a huge task with this fucking movie, and just knocked it out the park, man. By the end, I actually really was like, gravity is the fifth dimension, guys. Mm-hmm. We got to communicate through gravity.
When you look at the concept of the film, I mean, he really took like, you know, sat down with like some professor and was like, oh yeah, you know, let's talk about wormholes. And, okay, we're gonna do an entire movie on gravity, wormholes, and you know, I'll make a two hour and 45 minute film out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
he actually fucking consulted Neil deGrasse Tyson on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons Neil deGrasse Tyson ain't go in on this movie like he be going in on all them other movies.
Right.
Because he was actually like, no, that's right. Like, mm-hmm. That's what I would have done. That's a good point. So, yeah, man, I'm also giving it a 5. Fuck you waiting for it. Go see this shit. It's still in theaters. So go check it out. If it's not in theaters, rent that shit as soon as you can. And it's really a good big theater movie. So, you know, if you want to get immersed into the spacefaring and all that shit, you know, couldn't pick a better dude, with Chris Nolan. Make sure you check out Chris. He's on Twitter at Insanity Report. Of course, he also has a podcast, Movie Trailer Reviews, and the website, movietrailerreviews.net. So, you know, check all that stuff out, man. You know, we obviously co-sign, those dudes and love working with them. So until next time on Spoiler Movie Reviews, peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in that act forever.
Life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.